The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Yeah, baby. Welcome to Wednesday. It is Tony Curry from Tony Curry Radio. I hope you're having a fantastic day. I am going to have a wonderful day. Going to have a meeting this morning. And then I'm going to the Woodhouse Day Spa to get myself a 110-minute massage. If you go to Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, we do a show every single week with Stuart Rome called When in Rome with Stuart Rome. We talk about spa treatments and all the wonderful things, the environment, the atmospherical feels. I mean, it's great. You go to the Woodhouse Day Spa, man. It's not one of these things where you walk in the door and then 5 minutes after you're done, you give the robe back and slippers, you're out the door. They invite you to come all day. I mean, I'm going to be there for 110 minutes. I'm going to get there an hour ahead of time. I'm going to take my phone in there, chill out a little bit, have some banana slivers and maybe some cucumber water, maybe take a little bit of a nap, then get ready for this great massage. And then afterwards, you're welcome to stay for the rest of the day. They don't chase you off. It's great. If you've ever been to the Woodhouse Day Spa, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Make sure you listen to When in Rome with Stuart Rome on our Tony Curry radio podcast. It's fantastic. And thanks to Dr. Josh Klapo for gifting me that gift card to use this. I'll be working with Dr. Josh tomorrow morning at the Curry and Klapo Show. We do it every Thursday morning at 8 o'clock right here on Facebook Live and on Tony Curry Radio. Brandon Austin Morris, good morning to you, man. I'm going to talk about you in a second. And Daniel Smith, good morning to you, Daniel. And then we're going to be on Fox 6 tomorrow morning at 9:35 talking about the DeMar Hamlin situation. Dan Orlovsky. Who's on ESPN. He's one of my favorite guys. I love him. I think he's just super great. He brings a lot to the table. He always has a take that I always think, ooh, that's really, really good. I love hearing him talk about the National Football League and football in general. He did something yesterday that I was angry that I didn't think to do it first, to be honest with you. I was like, damn it, that's a great idea. He talked about, you know, through this whole Hamlin case, how everyone's talking about, you know, thoughts and prayers, prayers and thoughts, thoughts and prayers, prayers and thoughts. Everyone's posting all of these tweets, Instagrams, Facebook posts. The entire world is praying for this guy, right? He's like, you know, that's great. And it's great that people are saying thoughts and prayers with you. I'm thinking about you. I'm praying for you. But let's do the real deal. He put his money where his mouth was. I don't know if you saw it. And I put it on Twitter this morning at Tony Curry Radio. He actually said a prayer on ESPN yesterday. So he's like, you know, we always talk about thoughts and prayers. Let's do it right now. He bowed his head and said about a 45-second prayer, which was fantastic, live on television. And I thought, man, this is so good. You know, we always talk about thoughts and prayers. And I think sometimes, you know, a lot of people say thoughts and prayers, but they don't actually pray. By saying thoughts and prayers, that is a prayer in and of itself. Which is, it's better than not saying anything at all. Don't get me wrong. But to actually do it live on television, I thought was so absolutely cool. And I just think it speaks volumes. I think a lot of people, and I prayed for DeMar last night, I think a lot of people think, well, what's my prayer going to do? You know, I didn't know DeMar. I don't even watch National Football League. I don't even know who this guy is, but obviously it's a big story. It helps. Prayer works. We know that. It's proven. And if you've never tried it, you should try. It gets you through the toughest of times. And when you've got millions of people throwing prayers your way, it's going to help in some capacity. It's God's will. It's what he wants to happen to DeMar Hamlin. Whatever happens, happens. God's everything or nothing, and he's everything. And he created DeMar, and he does not make mistakes. And so I absolutely love that. It's interesting whenever you talk about prayer around other people, and maybe it's, if you got your prayer group, or you got people at church, or you got close friends and family, that's a given. They know where your heart is, they know how you pray, what you pray, and how often you do it. When you get around people you don't know, it gets a little dicey because people get uncomfortable sometimes. And sometimes I think people that say prayers a lot, and I pray all day. I mean, I pray all day. I get up early every morning and I pray for about an hour. I pray all day, every day. I think the thought is that if someone prays a lot, they've got a lot of issues, and it's just not true. You know, you see that person at church, and they got their hands down, they're super tight, and they're like, wow, they must be going through a lot. They may be. Life is tough. Life is hard. It's hard enough when we have self-inflicted gunshot wounds to ourselves because we do stupid things because we're human. It's really tough when things that you don't control are happening to you, right? And you know this. But we always think that people that pray a lot need to pray a lot. And for them, they do. But it's not to say that they have any more issues than you have. It's just how they handle those issues. And it makes you feel better about it because for them, prayer works. It gets them through that moment. It gets them through that day. It gets them through that week, that month, that year. And so whenever you bring up prayer, and I was talking to a friend of mine who's watching right now, about a week ago, we have something in common together. And I reached out to him, and he reached out to me, and we've had a couple of interesting conversations, great conversations. And at the end of our phone call, he said, "Hey, do you mind if I pray over you?" And I was like, "Are you kidding me? What a blessing." I said, "No, I'd love that. You don't have to ask me to pray over me. I'll take all the prayers I can get." I said, "I love that." And we know, biblically speaking, that when you pray for yourself, that's great. But when someone else prays for you, man, it comes tenfold. It's huge. And I said, "No." I said, "I would love if you prayed over me." I said, "That'd be great." And so I kind of took that as a message for myself to do more of that with other people. I have good, close, personal friends that I have no problem holding their hands and saying prayers before I start meetings, before I start my day, before I start my meal, before I start my trip, before I start anything. I pray before I get in my car in the morning. "God, please protect me on the roads today. There's crazies out there. The roads are slick. Please, you know, keep me healthy and make sure that I get to my destination and I continue to live your will, and I thank you for that." And people, there's a lot more of us than there are of them. If you don't pray and you're getting through life not doing that, I don't know how you do it, but good for you. That's great. That's great. I'm not going to fringe on your spirituality. I'm not going to push my thoughts in the ways I do things. Certainly, if you ask, I will tell you. And that's fine. That's your spirit. That's you. You do you. I'll do me. But I'm not going to feel uncomfortable by offering to pray over someone. Thoughts and prayers and thoughts and prayers. I think a lot of people just say that and then they don't do anything about it. "My prayers and thoughts are with DeMar." Okay, well, are you actually going to pray for him, or are you just saying that? I bet you 99% of people just say that and then they don't actually say a prayer for DeMar. It's better to say it than not say it at all. But, you know, but the fact that we, as whether you're a Christian, Baptist, Catholic, Episcopalian, Jewish, I don't care what you are, the fact that we feel like we're going to make someone uncomfortable by offering to pray for a person to me is ridiculous. It's crazy. And if that makes someone in the room uncomfortable, well, it makes me uncomfortable to know that you don't believe in prayer. And if I'm going to be uncomfortable based on your beliefs, and you're going to be uncomfortable based on my beliefs, you do you and I'll do me. And if you don't want to be part of that, then you can get up and leave the room. But I'm going to stick to who I am and what I do because I know it works. It works. It works every single time. God has never, ever let me down. Now, yes, it always answered my prayers in the time that I would like. We know there's lots of stories out there. So it's in God's time. You know, we used to have t-shirts printed for the Bright House Foundation on the back. It says, "In God's time." You got to be patient. You got to do the next thing. You got to work your faith. Faith without works is dead. You got to continue to do your thing. But God will reward you for it. And sometimes the longer you wait, the bigger the reward is on the other side. So I had a woman reach out to me on Facebook a couple months ago. And she had known that I was recently divorced. And she's like, "Let's get together and have a cup of coffee, blah, 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 blah." And I asked her point blank right off the bat, "Do you go to church?" And she said, "No." And I said, "That's a deal breaker for me. I'm sorry. I mean, you don't know my heart. And you don't know who I am and blah, 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 blah. And I read the Bible." And I said, "Okay, that's great. Good. But if you don't believe and you're not faithful, I don't see how you get through life. And that's just not me." And I said, "I'm sorry. I'm not judging you. I'm sure you're a great person. But I want someone I can go pray with once a week. You know, and that's important to me. And so that's just who I am." And I think that we're seeing that a lot of people that pray a lot and are spiritually fit have that. It's a private kind of thing. And certainly there are times where you have to pray in private. I understand that. I'm not standing on street corners, you know, offering our fathers to everyone who drives by. Okay, I'm not. I'm not that preachy kind of guy. But I do think it's a certain importance in my life. And I find myself, you know, pausing and praying about 50 times a day, man. It gets me through. And I hope it gets you through too as well. Aldo Greco, good morning to you, my brother. I need to get you on the show and talk about this whole DeMar thing too, man. And Bubba Hines, good morning to you. Al, man, we need to catch up and grab some lunch. I love Al DeGreco. I love me some Al DeGreco. One of my favorite times of my morning for 13 years was showing up every morning at 5:45 and seeing that smiling Al DeGreco face. How do you? I love you, brother. All right, have yourself a fantastic day. I love you. I'm going to say a prayer for you today. How about that? As soon as I... Well, let's pray right now. Okay. Your Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for all the wonderful blessings you've given us to this point. Even more so, thank you, Lord, for all the blessings that we have not seen yet, because we know you're all good and we continue to live under your will and live your will. We want to be soldiers in your life. We know that you're going to take care of us. You have never let us down. We know that sometimes things are very difficult. They're confusing. We don't understand why they happen, but we know that you're all good, Lord. We know you don't make mistakes, and we know you have a plan. And we know that the plan is going to always be not what we need, but what we want and need. And we thank you, Lord, for everything you do for us. Amen. There you go, and I just prayed for you. See how easy that was. Rory Payne, good morning to you. All right, have yourself a wonderful day. Don't forget tomorrow morning, Curry and Claypo will be on the show tomorrow morning. And I do pray that I don't say something stupid on Fox 6 tomorrow morning at 9:35. Have a great day. See you.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.